Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do this program and read our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And today and each day, the message get more and more profound and important for us to understand. And today, the title is Though All Fail. And we're going to look at this. And the point of everything comes down to, has a heart really been circumcised? That's everything. Has a heart been circumcised? And that's what you need to ask yourself before we read this devotional also. Am I a different person today than when I first accepted Yeshua that I was before that? That's the question we need to ultimately ask ourselves. And I'm going to read a devotional and then get into this, but we're going to start off with a scripture here in this devotional from Habakkuk 3:17-19 that says, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crops fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in Yahweh. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Elohim is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. Wow. So I have a lot to say about this, but let's keep reading the devotional and then we'll get into that. It says, a sacrifice of praise is what Yahweh is what you desire, O Yahweh. It is the key to the kingdom, the only true kingdom. It is the only kingdom in which dwells the love of Yahweh. Perhaps if we stop to think it through, if we truly want to uncover the pattern, we might ponder that the need for any external satisfaction must come to an end in order for this internal fruit to blossom. Does it not make sense that you gain more glory through deliverance than through earthly abundance? Oh, that we would learn to embrace your ways, and that our way of thinking would shift to your way of thinking. How much sweeter is it to walk in your paths when we embrace your patterns? Try these on for size. And now we're going to get into some scriptures here. It says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Luke 22:42. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. John 7:16. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me and gave me a command that I should say and what I should speak. John 12:49. So we continue to read here. It says, we so often perceive your patterns as opposite of what you intend. What do you intend? Number one, when we feel pain, you are joyous as you witness our growth. Number two, when we cannot see the end, you stand there waiting for us. Number three, when we cannot overcome, you rejoice in the victory you had planned all along. Oh, that we would truly perceive all these things as good. May we believe like Shaul that you, Abba, would never let your children go. For I am persuaded that neither in death nor life. Well, let's read this here, Romans 8:39. It says, no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be to separate us from Yahweh, the love of Yahweh that is revealed in through Christ our Messiah, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Romans 8:38-39. Give us wisdom to see as you see. Enlarge our territory, not of land, but of our minds. So we would feel how easy the yoke is and how the light the burden is, because you are our portion. Take us beyond, Father, to the place where only the spirit man resides. Take us to a new consciousness, to a new day. Implant in us that which Habakkuk earned, this ever-present gift in his life, the sacrifice of praise. Even though all seems lost, yet I exalt in Yahweh. I rejoice in the mighty one of my deliverance. Please, Yahweh, bring us to that place. Hallelujah. That is the devotional that we read here this morning. And we have many different reminders. But I want to give you some of them. And then I want to talk about the regeneration that must happen when we confess Yeshua as Messiah. Psalms 97:12 says, may all who are godly rejoice in Yahweh and praise his holy name. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, submit, and rejoice in a wonderful creator. If you cannot, something is not right. If you've received the greatest gift you can ever receive, and you're not just walking around in great joy. And I'm not talking about winning the lotto. I'm talking about understanding who Yeshua is and what he's done for us and having a relationship with him. The world's greatest gift is offered to us on a daily basis. And if you are not walking around in complete joy, something is not complete in your life. You might perceive with your lips, you might think with your own heart that you are a believer in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. But if you are, and if you were, you'd walk around in complete joy, shout it out right now, complete joy. Isaiah 12:2 says, see, Yahweh has come to save me. I will trust him and not be afraid. Yahweh is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. If you truly believe that, we will not be afraid of man. We will walk around singing praises and be in joy all day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 1 verse 47 says, how my spirit rejoices in Yahweh, my Savior. I ask you today, does your spirit rejoice? Are you rejoicing? Or are you worried and fearing man and man's ways? Or do you just take refuge and comfort in Yahweh? These are the questions to ask yourself today. Has your heart truly been circumcised? We don't understand why the tree that's supposed to bear fruit is fruitless. We don't understand why that we seem like we don't have money and we seem like we don't have all these things. We can't perceive why Yahweh allows some things to happen. But he's there. It's his plan. And his hand is in everything. If he could speak a word and creation can happen, he can certainly direct and control our lives. And we have to put our faith and our trust in him. And that's what a circumcised heart is all about. That's what it's about. How many of you are ready to understand that? How many of you are ready to believe that and see what he wants us to do in our lives? It says in Philippians 4:4, always be full of joy in Yahweh. I say it again, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at Psalms 46, verses 1 to 5. Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help us in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam and let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of Yahweh, a sacred home to the Most High. Yahweh dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, Yahweh will protect it. And he's protecting you. He's protecting you. He's protecting you. John 8:28 says, so Yeshua said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will understand that I am he. I do nothing by my own, but say only what the Father has taught me. We have a hierarchy in our lives, and it ends and begins with Yeshua, our Messiah. Everything. If you don't believe in Yeshua, you don't believe in the Father who sent him. You have to believe in the words of Yeshua. You have to believe in what he said and what he wanted us to do. In Romans 5, verses 3 to 8, it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. For we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confidence of hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly Yahweh loves us. Because he has given us the great gift of the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. When we utter helpless, Yeshua came just at the right time to die for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Through someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But Yahweh showed his great love for us by sending Yeshua to die for us while we were still sinners. Do you understand how powerful that is? How powerful that is. And I want to ask you all this morning about the regeneration of your heart, the circumcision of your heart, knowing that Yeshua would die for us and how much we truly love him. Yes, we're going to go through some times and trials. And the scriptures give us the encouraging words to make it through those things. But the joy, where is the joy in the faith and the praying of that rejuvenated spirit, that heart, and that great gift that we're walking around with? We must be in joy at all times, good times and bad. It says in James 1, verses 2 to 5, consider it a pure joy, my brothers, when you are involved in various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Romans 5, verses 3 to 4 says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance. How many of you want to grow? How many of you want to shine and be in joy of our Creator no matter what's happening around us? Joy versus happiness. We discussed it many times on this show. Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, on a good day, enjoy yourselves. On a bad day, examine your conscience. Yahweh arranges both kinds of days, so we won't take anything for granted. The great gift he gives us is not the big houses or the many cars, but the peace that he puts inside us and the joy that he lets us have every single day, regardless of what's going on around us. That peace and that joy. It says in John 16:33, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me here on earth. You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And John 14:27 says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. How many of you want to feel that peace and joy every day? Because I tell you, if you proclaim Yeshua as your Messiah and you are not experiencing that peace and joy in your mind, you have not completed the process of the redemption that started to the process of salvation that continues it. He wants us to experience that joy and that faith every single day. He tells us, no matter what, during those trials, to be in joy and be strong. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in Yahweh and in the strength of his might. Yahweh will be with you, Deuteronomy 31:8. And Psalms 121:7 says, Yahweh will keep from all harm and he will watch over your life. That is the greatest gift and should give you the most joy no matter what. No matter what. Understanding that he is our refuge no matter what. Our hiding place, our shelter, always. Always. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet me, will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Yeshua Messiah. His glory, not our wants and our needs, but his. He is our refuge. He comforts us. He blesses those that mourn, for they shall be comforted, Matthew 5:4. He comforts us when we suffer, 2 Corinthians 1:4. But we must listen to the words of Scripture and call on him. We must call on him and trust him and not be running to the doctors or to our friends and to our families before going to him. No, him first. Him first. Call on him. It says in Philippians 4:6-7, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell Yahweh what you need and thank him for all he has done, from prison to praise. Hallelujah. Then you will experience his presence, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts, his minds, as you live in Yeshua Messiah. The joy that you will feel every single day. What a great gift it is. Give your worries and everything else to Yahweh. He cares about you more than anyone else. 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Psalms 50 verse 15 says, call on me in the day of in my trouble and I will deliver you. How many of you are calling on Yahweh consistently? How many of you are asking him to circumcise your heart so we can love what he loves and hate what he hates? Because that is the true evidence. It's not what your lips confess. Because it says in the scriptures, as a face is reflected in water, your heart reflects your actions. And the scriptures call us to be obedient to his holy word. And Yeshua died for us so that we would be transformed and rejuvenated and changed. everything. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent him, and rejoice in a wonderful creator, giving thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Always giving thanks to Yahweh for everything in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Ephesians 5:20. From prison to praise. Praising him at all times. We have everything we need in Yeshua. All my hope is in Yeshua. Psalms 23:1 says, Yahweh is my shepherd and I shall not lack anything. Anything. Nothing. And I remind you this morning, those of you that are going through struggles and trials, in Psalms 34:18, it says Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are of a crushed spirit. Everything we need is found in him. Everything we need is found in him. Hallelujah. But we must come to understand what it means about being regeneration and the difference of what happens. And the whole process that we discussed the other day about redemption to salvation. And the truth of our hearts of stone, that he changes it. And he changes us. And the scriptures talk about you will know a good tree by its fruit and a bad tree not. Understanding good fruit. And we ask today, just like Nicodemus didn't understand about being born again, about being transformed, about being regenerated, about our hearts being circumcised, you need to ask yourself, is your trust fully in Yeshua? Are you transformed? Are you loving what he loves and hating what he hates? It says in John 3:3, Yeshua answered and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. And so many people out there confess Yeshua with their lips, but their eyes are blind to understand the kingdom. And they walk around in fear of man. And they walk around in worry and anxiety when the scriptures tell us to be in joy and thankfulness at all times. Titus 3 verses 5 and 6 says, he saved us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of the rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom we poured out on the generosity through Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. How many of you are ready to receive this gift and use it and not just throw it away and walk around in fear and worried and anxiety, but receive it and walk around in peace and joy no matter what's going on around you? 1 Peter 1:23 says, for you have not been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of our wonderful creator. We are a new creation. A new creation. A new creation. We need to put our trust in Yeshua. In Yeshua and Yeshua only. And everything must change. We must no longer think the way we thought before. And we look at the great examples of scripture that inspire us and teach us. And I give you a great example of somebody who's leaving his house. He's leaving his house. And right before he leaves his house, his wife tells him, can he throw out the garbage? And he yells at her and he screams at her. And then he goes to work and he feels good about it. And he tells people all he told her. But then something happened and his heart was changed. And now he's new in Yeshua. But the same thing happens. He leaves his house and his wife asks him, can he throw out the garbage? And he screams at her and yells at her. But now something's different. Now he goes to work and he can't stand it. He can't sit still. He feels so bad about what he's done. He understands what he's done was so wrong. And he can't stand it for one more moment. He had to call his wife and he had to repent and he had to apologize to her. So you understand when you have a relationship, you cannot enjoy sin. And I tell you, the Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, this great gift that our Creator give us, will never allow us to enjoy sin. The sin won't be completely gone from our life 100% of the time, but we will never be allowed to enjoy it. The Holy Spirit will never let us enjoy living in sin. We will be uncomfortable consistently. And we will only feel comfortable about living righteously. We must become that creation. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 18, if anyone is in Yeshua, a new creation has come and the old is gone and the new is here. We must understand that. Ephesians 4:22 to 24 says to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and your corrupt, deceitful desires, to be renewed by the spirit of your minds and put on a new self. Romans 6:6 says, we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be renewed, rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. And Galatians 5:24 says, those who belong to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, have crucified their flesh with passions and desires. We have to understand and appreciate the gift of what Yeshua did for us. And we must seek him and his will. His will. And that begins with being transformed with a circumcised heart, a regenerated spirit, and we must be born again in Yeshua. We must be. And this is why Yeshua was offered up to us. This is why. So we would be born again. This is what we needed to see. John 3:5-6 says, Yeshua told him, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, said, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of Yahweh unless you are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people are you ready to truly be transformed today? Not just in lip service, but in the service of the spirit. And not reject this gift any longer. Any longer. The scriptures warn us about the days that are coming. And what we must be prepared for and what we must be ready for. We must put our hope and our trust in Yeshua. And love Yahweh fully. Fully love him with all our heart and everything. Then we could experience the joy that comes with loving him. Then we could experience the joy that we should be feeling as believers. That's the confirmation of knowing that the Spirit dwells within us when we can live according to his will, regardless of the persecution of the world around us, and we could be in joy. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you this morning, how many of you are walking in joy? How many of you feel that joy when you wake up, when you go to sleep, knowing that he's taking care of everything, every situation? No longer the fear of man, for it's a sin to fear man. We need to be in awe of our Creator. In awe of our Creator. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of Yahweh is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Rahadak Kodesh, trusting in his word. Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. We must be willing to give up our life and live with him and rise with him. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. We must understand these things need to be part of our lives on a daily basis. We can't choose the side of the enemy anymore. We can't leave open doors to him. And anytime we have a lack of joy in our life, that's exactly what we've done. That's exactly what we do. Philippians 1:25 says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and the joy in the faith. Weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. The joy we should all feel every single day. John 10:10 says, the thief comes not except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that I may have life, and they may have more abundantly. More abundantly. Psalm 16:11 says, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, fullness of joy. Your right hand, they are pleasures forever. Understand the excitement. Any emotions you feel when you hear a good worship song or when you hear me speaking these messages, giving you these encouraging scriptures, you feel so much great joy and emotion and power and love. But then when we shut off the computer, when we close our Bible, something happened that goes away. And that shouldn't happen. That shouldn't go away. Because when he gave us that new covenant and took the word off stone and put it on our heart, he wants us just like we know our name. Just like we know the back of our hand, he wants us to remember his holy words and always walk around in that joy and that emotion, that excitement for him. And the good things that he's given us, the good things he planned for us a long time ago. Psalms 4:7, you have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. And that's what we discussed here in the devotional this morning. It's not from physical things. It's from the joy that his spirit gives us. Psalms 90 verse 14 says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad in all our days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All my hope is in Yeshua. We need to have his praise songs on our lips every day. Every day. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing in steadfast in prayer. Romans 12, 12. As we read earlier, Philippians 4, 4. Rejoice always in Yahweh. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Psalms 94, 19 puts it great. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. The joy, the joy, the joy. And we look at the joy of obedience, the comforting joy of obedience. In John 15, 11, it says, these things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Full joy. Psalm 37, 4 says, delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 119, 47 to 48 says, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. And Psalms 119, 1 and 3 says, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search out for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. Because sin is not part of your life if you're living in righteousness. If you're living according to the Torah, the first five books of the scriptures is everything. You're living according to that. When it says in the scriptures, all scriptures profitable for man, there was no New Testament. It was about the instructions and the foundation of all scripture. And if you want your relationship with Yeshua to be strong, the foundation of your walk with Yahweh has to be strong. And that comes with obedience, the joy coming from the obedience. The joy. The joy. And it says, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you because you have redeemed me. Starting with redemption, working all the way to salvation, and Yeshua being with us along the way in the peaks and the valleys. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Father, for your holy gift you've given us. And thank you, Father, for the joy you've let us use as a witness to that gift. So that is our devotional for today. I thank you all for watching. Remember, we're doing these every day from the Suffer Well devotional series. You can go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see more of those. And I want all of you to just be encouraged. Be encouraged and not let the world's ways bring you down, but have joy in Yahweh always. Always, always, always. Praise the wonderful Creator for this day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. That is his holy words. So have a blessed day, everybody, and so much joy that people can't understand. And they just want to feel it too. And you can share with them that Yeshua died for them. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone. Christ alone, what is our only confidence? That our souls to him belong, who holds our days within his hand. What comes apart from his command, and what will keep us to the